Hi. So I'm sitting at my desktop computer, and instead of JAWS on this particular computer, I'm running Windows XP Professional with ZoomText 9.0. I'm going to be installing Mobile Geo on my Samsung Blackjack 2 smartphone. I've already connected the smartphone to the computer via ActiveSync with a USB cable. I have downloaded the maps and copied them to storage card of my Blackjack 2, so they're ready to go. And I've unzipped all that needs to be unzipped and unpacked everything that needs to be unpacked. So we're ready to go on this, okay? So here we go. I've brought into focus the Mobile Geo folder, which is just a temporary folder I created. And I'm running ZoomText, so I'll let you listen to what the file name sounds like.
Mobile Geo underscore 1 underscore 5 underscore 083.x405.
Okay, I'm going to press enter on this file, the
press
exe file.
To see the rest of the agreement. Edit box Mobile Geo for Windows Mobile smartphones and pocket PCs.
And this is a user license agreement. We've all seen it. It's just a dialog box. You can just press the enter on I agree, or you can do an Alt A, or you can click on I agree.
I agree. Check the components you want to install, and uncheck the components you don't want to install. Click next to continue. Tree control level 0 Mobile Geo. Mobile Geo.
And at this point, at this version of Mobile Geo, you only have one choice here. So it's already selected. So I'm just going to go ahead and click next, or again, Alt-N.
Next, edit box C, backslash program files, backslash code factory, backslash Mobile Geo.
Now, of course, it's giving me an option to change the path of where the program will be installed. And I suggest that for those of you who are installing this for the first time, or even if you're in a trial, whatever, just go ahead and leave everything set to default. Code Factory did a great job of trying to anticipate all the contingencies that people might need. So let's just leave everything set as the default, and I'm going to go ahead and click on Next again.
Next, install Mobile Geo remotely from the PC without answering prompts on the device. Recommended. Radio button checked.
So as that says, there are two basic ways to do this. Again, I'm going to just suggest that you just leave everything set alone so you can answer all the questions on the computer. In days past, you didn't have this option, and after it was installed, you then had to go to the phone and make some secondary selections. So they have optimized this. So again, leaving it set at the default.
Install dialog box.
I clicked on Next.
Window remote activation wizard.
Now, at this point, let's see. We have the remote activation wizard. Anyway, this is going to give you a lot of dialogue about what's about to happen, how it's going to go to the web. It needs to send information out to the web to get information about your computer, about your phone. Basically, it's a disclosure window so you know what's going on. I'm going to click on continue.
Click here to continue link.
A screen comes up, and I'm still waiting. I have an hourglass on my computer. We have a new dialog box that's open, another window. At this dialog box, or at this window, we have three choices. I'm going to let ZoomText read it to you. So here's your choices. You have three.
I already have a user ID and want to use it to activate full and trial licenses for Code Factory software. I do not have a user ID, but want to evaluate the Code Factory software for 30 days at no cost. I want to deactivate my user ID from the connected device in order to use the license on another device.
So that's pretty self-explanatory. So those of you who are listening, obviously make the appropriate choices. I already have a user license, and so I'm going to choose the first option. But again, those of you who are just experimenting and want to see it for the first time, go ahead and choose the second option. And of course, if you want to transfer Mobile Geo from one Windows mobile device to another, and that can be either a smartphone to a pocket PC or vice versa. So it's not like Mobile Speak for smartphones and Mobile Speak for pocket PCs. Mobile Geo is independent of either platform, so you don't have to buy two copies. You can just switch between the platforms. Okay, so I'm going to make the appropriate selection now, which for me will be I already have a user license, and I'm going to proceed. So that's the first option. And now I'm going to go ahead and click on Continue.
Continue button.
And now it comes up with a dialog box, an edit box, that I'm supposed to enter my user ID, the user ID for Code Factory.
Code Factory user ID, important. Type it in uppercase, edit box.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and what I usually do before I begin this is copy the user license ID into the computer's clipboard. So all I need to do now is simply paste it in and then click continue, which is what I'll do now. And then I'm going to click on continue.
Continue button.
And it's telling me it's got the information it needs, and it is about to go online
continue
to
button.
Research and see what it can find. Now, what it's going to bring up now is a dialog box, or I keep saying dialog box, but it really is a window, but it's a big window. Anyway, it's going to have the information about my phone. It'll get the serial number from my phone and any necessary information required to make my device unique to the Code Factory servers. Okay, and there it is. And again, if you have JAWS or Window Eyes, it would obviously read this to you. I'm going to click on Continue again. It's just telling me the ID number for my phone. I'm going to click on Continue.
Continue button.
Now, in this next screen, and it really looks more like a table, so those of you who are using screen readers may find it a little bit challenging. And it has my name. It has all the products that I have purchased from Code Factory. For example, not only do I have Mobile Geo, I also own Mobile Speak for Pocket, and also Mobile Speak for smartphones. So I actually have, and I also have Loquendo Susan for smartphones. So I have about four products. And so this gives me the status of each of those. So if I had a trial license, at this point it would actually say trial in front of all the information. But all of mine say full because I've actually paid for them and have them all licensed. What I have done here is as you buy products, you can contact Code Factory and they will unify all of your products under one user ID. One scenario, of course, is as I purchased each item, it would give you a new or separate ID for each one. It could be a little confusing. So I had everything unified under one ID, so all I have to do is just copy or paste the one ID into the required field, and it'll bring up everything at once. Much more convenient, the only way to go. Okay, so I'm looking at all my information here, and at the bottom of this screen, it says continue, and I will click on continue. And by the way, at this point, all I have done is, in effect, gotten a license or activated the product. At this point, it has not been installed from my computer to the phone just yet. We're about to do that now. So it's kind of interesting that in this particular installation process, you actually get the activation before you install the product. Kind of interesting. So here we go. I'm going to click on continue.
Click 7-up blend. Please wait while the remote device is being configured. This may take a few seconds.
Okay. A dialog box just appeared. Again, I'm not using JAWS or Window Eyes, so it's not as verbose as they would be. In this dialog box, it gives me, in my case, two choices of where I can install Mobile Geo. I can either install it directly to the device itself, which is also referred to as main memory, or in my case, since I have a storage card installed, it will give me that option to just install it to the storage card. I'm going to scroll. It gives me two choices. If you don't have a storage card, it will not obviously give you that option. You won't have a choice. But I'll scroll up and down the two choices so you can hear what they sound like.
Storage card, 78.22 MB free, 2 of 2. Device, 116.16 MB free, 1 of 2.
And when given the choice, you should always choose the storage card, okay? So I'm going to make sure that my storage card is set in focus.
Storage card, 78.22 MB free, 2 of 2.
And, of course, it gives me the size. And in this particular phone, I have an 8 gig storage card. I'm going to press enter or click OK.
OK, dialog box installation. Cancel button.
Now, at this point, I have just a progress bar going across the screen. And again, JAWS user, you'll hear the click, the progress bar. It's pretty fast. This is where it's actually being installed to the phone. And it's almost done here. You can cancel this at any point, but I don't suggest you do that. Please make sure your phone is charged up when you do this, okay? The Blackjack 2 is actually charging when it's connected to the computer. A lot of phones are, but just in case, it's always good to have a full charge before you begin. And the progress bar is still going here. Almost done. Don't worry, I'll put a pause if it gets too long. I'm going to make you sit through this entire thing. Okay, and now what I have is a box that says close. My phone has just shut down, and it's going to reboot. Now, depending on the model of phone you have, sometimes they'll just shut down. Sometimes they will reboot. Sometimes you have to actually disconnect them and shut them down manually. It really depends. I hate to give you, there is no set 1, 2, 3. It just depends on what your model is. The Blackjack 2 and the Samsung Epix, and I assume the Blackjack also being of the same family, they all tend to shut down and restart. And you will hear a disconnect and then a reconnect of the USB. There really is no need at this point to keep the phone connected. So I'm going to go ahead and click on
close button for AKUC.
So I'm going to go ahead and click on it, and I am done.